Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1334. We're learning today, Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Aaron Zissel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Le'refuah Shalem Refol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Le'refuah Shalem Yehudis Chava Basli Bar Nina. Getting back to our Malach of Merakeid straining. So an interesting thing brings down the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 517. And that is, we spoke about Derech Achila. As we know in Borer, a little bit in Merakeid, there's a concept called Derech Achila. If it's the way that a person eats, this is the way that I eat. It's not considered separating. It's called eating. You know, we've spoken about this in great length in the Malacha Borer, but just to go through it a little drop, touch it here and there in reference to Merakeid straining, brings on the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 517, that drinking directly through a strainer, that would also be considered to an extent Derech Achila. The person drinks through a strainer. What do we mean? This doesn't mean you take a noodle strainer for luction and start drinking, you know, sticking your mouth underneath that. That's all we're talking about. That's not the case. The case is, for example, let's say like a bottle. Let's say a child, or not a baby. A baby is a little bit different, but even a child who has a bottle, or sometimes there's a cup sipper, you know, these type of strain, a little strainer on top of a cup, and there might be something inside, and the child is just drinking his water. The child's drinking his juice, but maybe there's stuff inside that the child doesn't want. So that's the case that we are talking about. But the fact that now the child is just going ahead and drinking, would that change anything? So the case that we spoke about, that one may, just to read how he brings it down, we spoke about drinking through a cloth, right? That even in a case in time where the drink would not, you know, person, well, we said it was the second level whereby a person would drink it b'shasat chak in a pressing need, but like this, we said to wrap a cloth around it. So just to explain how he says, although sifting and straining are forbidden acts of merakeid on Shabbos, they can be done, obviously, one is permitted to strain the impurities from a liquid through a direct act of drinking. So that's where he said, one may wrap a small cloth around the mouth of a small bottle of wine to strain the sediment from the wine while drinking directly from the bottle. In case in time, obviously, people don't want to drink straight from the bottle, but if it was done like that, so that's what we're explaining, to strain the bottle through a derech achila, that's what we spoke about. Okay, but that's not so negeya, obviously, that's not so negeya lemaisa, but the point, what I want to bring down, how he brings down some other things which would come up, he brings, for example, a child, right? A child or even an adult may drink from a cup of milk through a sipper top. Let's say it has like, sometimes, especially children, you know, not, it might be young children, 3, 4, 5, whatever, they have these sipper cups. And it's like a little bit, possibly a little strainer up on top. And the solid particles of milk or skin or something that the child might not want inside of the cup. But you'll say, one second, there's a strainer up on top. I can't give it to the child, or even an adult for that matter. I can't give it. He's going to drink through that, and you have a strainer, and it's withholding the particles which are not wanted, right? That's the real merakeid. So he brings down a child, or even an adult, may drink a cup of milk through a sipper top, right? These little cups where you have these sipper tops where even possibly a little strainer inside. It's like these plastic type cups with a cover on it. And they're going to drink the milk, for example, through this sipper cup to strain solid particles of milk or skin, for example, that formed when the milk was cooked before Shabbos or whatever, when it cooled down, afterwards, whatever the case might be. So they want to drink it, but they want these little, this is their cup. Their cup has a cover on it. That's how they drink their cup. That's how they drink their milk or drink or whatever it is. So while they're drinking, it gets a little bit, not so much strained out, but it withholds the little bit that formed a little bit of milk up on top that formed the harder particles, solid particles, if you want to call it, or whatever it might be inside. It withholds it, but since it's a derech achila, the child is drinking the from his cup. That's all, you know. So it's a derech achila type thing. So therefore, that would be allowed. So that's what he says. Bottom line: a child or adult may drink milk or any other drink, whatever the case is, through a sipper top to strain the solid particles of milk or the other drink or whatever the case might be. It could be a different drink also. The medafka have to be milk because of the fact again that this is a derech achila. This is how a person drinks their juice or drink or their liquid. Now, another case in time he brings down, a child may be given a bottle, for example, with a nipple containing milk with particles mixed in it. In other words, even in the bottle, they might have little particles mixed in the milk itself, right? Or in the drink. And so, but this is the child's bottle, right? So you'll say, one second, I can't give it to him because it's really, it's draining out. It's withholding the particles that the child doesn't want inside the bottle. So the answer is no, this is again, derech achila. This is the way that the child drinks his bottle. There's stuff inside of it. So he's drinking it and finished. It's called again, derech achila. This is the regular way of eating or drinking. A child may be given, he says, a bottle. Again, this is on page 518 in Lamites Malachas. A child may be given a bottle with a nipple containing milk or any other drink for that matter with particles mixed in it, even though this will result in a straining action as the nipple will retain the undesired particles. Obviously, when the child drinks from the bottle while allowing the milk to stream through, right? Or whatever the drink might be, milk or whatever it is, goes through the little hole up on top of the nipple and the rest gets withheld. So it's a straining process, but the answer is, again, this is what we call derech achila. And all the examples mentioned above, he says, the straining occurs in the course of an act, the straining occurs in the course of the act of eating or drinking. This is how I eat, again, derech achila. As a rule, the act of eating or drinking in itself cannot be classified as a malacha on Shabbos, at least in this case. In some cases, it is, but whatever the case is, we're not going to get into all that right now, but right now in Borer, anyways, the concept is Borer, Maraka, it's sifting, derech achila. As a rule, the act of eating or drinking in itself cannot be classified as the malacha over here. This kind of exemption is known as, again, derech achila, which means the eating process. Just a little bit of a different case brings down the Sefer Shabbos home on page 316. One is permitted to strain pulp from juice in order to allow the juice to flow freely through the nipple of a baby bottle. For example, let's say you have to give it to a young child, a baby, whatever. The reason is as follows, because the person is removing the pulp, let's say from orange juice, not because it's inherently undesired or because they find it distasteful, right? It's part of the juice. We've spoken about this in the past. Regular orange juice that has sometimes the little pieces, people like it like that, the pulp sometimes. So if a regular average person drinks it, so then that's fine. I drink it like this and that's all. But they're allowed to remove it in this case because they're removing the pulp, not because they don't want it, but or because they find it distasteful, but simply to keep it from blocking the free flow of the liquid. You don't want it to stuff up the bottle. That's the bottom line. You don't want it to stuff up the bottle. So even to strain it out, in this case, he's talking about in this case specifically with the orange juice and the pulp, whereby it's drinkable anyways, because there's nothing undesirable about the pulp. People drink pulp with orange juice. This is how it's drinking. It's not so again, a case in time where a person bichlal won't drink it no matter what, istinissa, then they can't do it for themselves. But we're talking about a totally different case. Now we're talking about a case whereby a person's just doing it so the bottle doesn't get stuffed, because there's nothing undesirable about the pulp, and therefore it's not regarded as being separate from the liquid, therefore its removal from the liquid is not halachically speaking an act of straining. Again, brings down the Sefer Shabbos home on page 316. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that one is permitted to strain pulp from the juice in order to allow the juice to flow freely, that it doesn't stuff up the whole nipple of the hole of the baby bottle. It's going to go through and it won't get stuck. There's nothing that they don't like about it. I like it. I just don't want to stuff up the bottle. The kid won't be able to drink his orange juice. So that's what he says. He removes the pulp, not because it's bad, but because of the fact, again, because it is blocking. So to strain the pulp from the juice in order to allow it to flow freely. So that is also perfectly fine. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch Hu. Kol Tov.